Women of Influence, presented by Algonquin College.
It is Women of Influence Day here on 104.9 MyFM in Pembroke and Petawawa. I'm Kyle Robinson, being joined in studio today with Melissa Siegel, who is actually an employee here at MyFM as well. We are talking a lot. It's our series of conversations with influential business women and also community leaders in our community. You're also an employee here at MyFM Radio, but you've also been a past business owner, and you're also involved in many committees, such as the Robbie Dean Center. Also heavy involved in Real Life for Life, and I know that as well. So I guess my first question to you is, how did you get involved in the community like you have been recently with the Robbie Dean Center and things like that?
It started out, I just wanted to do a small fundraiser for a woman downtown who needed a hand up opening or continuing to run her thrift store. And that put me in contact with Monique Kaczynski from the Robbie Dean Center. And a few months later, I was asked to join the board and then became part of the fundraising committee, and now that's just what I do in my spare time.
Has it been a rewarding experience?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We just had our AGM back in March, and sometimes life gets hectic and you think, I don't have time to do all of this, all of the things that I would like to do. But after I left that meeting, I was just blown away by how important the Robbie Dean Center is and how every spare minute that I have means so much to someone else who needs the help. So it just, I don't know, solidified my any doubt that I had that what I was doing wasn't necessary. And it so is. It's something I'm very passionate about.
So being involved in the community, I know you also host your golf tournament, the Sheena Mack Fall Golf Tournament, every June. That also kind of has ties to the community as well, where it raises money for local organizations. And so what was your main idea when you wanted to start giving back to the community? What was your really drive to be able to do that?
Back when we started the Sheena Mack Fall Tournament, this is the 13th annual, so it was a long time ago. She had passed away. We were friends. Her parents chose the Columbus House to be the recipient from the money that we raised for the golf tournament. And that was kind of my first, I don't know, stab at organizing something in the fundraising field. And we were very successful with it. I owned a restaurant at the time, so that kind of gave me a leg up, do you want to buy a beer? Well, you have to sponsor a hole kind of thing when we started the tournament. And that also helps what they put the money towards. The Team Compass program is amazing. So we just have continued it.
So over the course of, 13 years with the Sheena Mack Fall Tournament, your involvement with the Robbie Dean Center, also, MyFM here is also a big supporter of the Relay for Life. You've been on our team a number of years, raising a lot of dollars. What are some of the biggest accomplishments that you've had in your community engagement over the years?
Accomplishments? I don't know. Just for the organizations themselves, I guess, that they benefit, like every penny raised for the Robbie Dean Center goes right back into providing free walk-in mental health, as well as a number of other groups and counseling, and it's all free. So that's a huge accomplishment, but it's not a personal accomplishment. It's part of a team, a very strong team of people. And same with the Columbus House. I mean, no one ever does anything alone. There's always so many people involved. So I guess just group accomplishment of raising money and continuing programs that need the help.
So for the young and upcoming women in our community looking to get involved in, careers and establishing themselves in the community through either entrepreneurship or getting involved in organizations, what tips would you give to them who are looking to start and making a name for themselves?
Probably just do it. Don't be afraid. The worst thing you could ever hear is no. And that's never hurt anybody. It just, when one door closes, there's always another one that's going to open. It's rewarding. It's a great feeling, but that's not the driving force for me anyway, why I do it. I mean, it's so important. Volunteers make the world go round. Being an entrepreneur is incredible, and it's life-changing, and you get to be your own boss. And now I, of course, work for MyFM, so it's fun to have a boss again and not as many responsibilities, but I mean, every step was a learning process, definitely in my life anyway.
It has been Women of Influence here on 104.9 MyFM. Our guest today is Melissa LaPointe. Thank you so much for coming in. It's been great to talk with you. On behalf of the community, we appreciate everything that you guys have been able to do.